Pelicans versus Lakers in the Final Four tomorrow in Las Vegas. We're going to talk about matchups. We're going to talk about biggest X factors. We're going to talk about B.I., Zion, LeBron, Anthony Davis with five. Lito joining soon. Let's do it. First took away. Podcast sponsored by the Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk, located at 918 Poydras Street by the Superdome. Give them a call at 504-523-5413 if you're somebody you know has been involved in an accident. Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk. Five joining tonight. Lito, as I said earlier, joining later. All right, Five, let's get right into it. Pelicans, Lakers tomorrow. First off, are you excited about the matchup? I know a lot of people wanted the Suns. Are you excited about this?
Hell yeah. I mean, why wouldn't I be? This is prime time. This is LeBron. This is Anthony Davis. This is Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, Austin Reeves, Brandon Ingram's teammate, CJ McCollum, playing with one lung, Trey Murphy coming back. I could go on and on. Oh. This is just an ongoing thing. But what we'll see, hopefully what we'll see, right, is two teams competing five versus five.
And not five versus eight. Five versus five.
That's all we want to see. Just a good basketball game. That's all we want to see. You know,
Five. You know, Five. You're talking about why you're excited. Do you think, you know, since we've been doing this the past 4 years, do you think it's one of the biggest Pelican games in history, in the history of the organization, with the play-in game it being a first time thing in Las Vegas, prime time, LeBron, Anthony Davis? Do you think this is one of the biggest games in franchise history?
That's it. Franchise history is tough. Let's just keep it 4 years. I think that might be wild.
Okay, right there, the 4 years. The
last 4 years is top 10, right? Just because the storylines match up with the style of play. And I think what we'll see is just guys elevate themselves, right? This, like, they were talking about Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers. Like, that was the first time they had played on TNT, right, all year. Like, this dynamic guard, it's the first time he's been playing. Like, Zion is on the court, right? The NBA had removed Andrew Lopez to ship him to San Antonio. Like, right? Like, ESPN did that. And, like, finally, because Zion hadn't been playing, now Zion's playing. And right. He didn't even have to have, like, this amazing game for the team to win. So that's almost like, okay, they're making a push. And now you get, whoa, what up with
Lito
it?
Lito joined the show. What's up, Lito? What's happening?
And now you're seeing, like, you know, Jose getting clipped by the NBA. He's saying be great. They talk about be great, but he's saying be great the person. This is all kind of stuff going on. I think this is a very exciting game that's about to occur tomorrow. I think the competition level will be high. If the Pelicans just play Pelicans basketball, they'll come out with a dub.
Yeah. Lito, I was just asking Five, do you think it's one of the biggest since we've been doing this last 4 years, do you think it's one of the biggest games in, I guess, Pelicans history?
It's a good question. Listen, yeah, man. Since this is the culmination of the play-in tournament, the in-season tournament. Like, I would say, yeah, this is the very first time it's happened, and you got a chance to win it all, bro. Like, yeah, like I definitely do think this is a very good opportunity the Pelicans have in front of them. And I think as far as games in history, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Listen, right. I just tweet. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was talking about if the Pels won the championship, how my Twitter would get banned because I just posted spaces for like 5 days and I just yell curse words. If the Pels win the in-season tournament, it's a good chance. I might not get banned, but I get suspended. I take a little Twitter suspension from it.
For sure. All right, Five, let's get right into it because I think this is a very important question. There's Ross, always upside down first, then gets normal, so it's good. let's do it. Who is guarding, and I went through the list today, Five, who is guarding Zion Williamson tomorrow? To start
the Lakers. The Lakers are guarding Zion. They're gonna play boxes team. They're gonna play boxes and elbows, just like every other team, right? And they're gonna try to figure it out and force the Pelicans to shoot. I mean, they did it before. Matter of fact, I remember the last game Zion played against the Lakers. He may have had a decent game, but they were like the first time where like they were just sagged off, right, and allowed him to shoot. They're gonna try to implement that same kind of energy. force him to shoot, force the Pelicans to shoot. This is why movement will be a huge key, right? Being able to move off ball, set screens for shooters. I think Jordan Hawkins plays tomorrow. I think that's underrated. I think Jordan Hawkins plays tomorrow. As long as he doesn't get switched on Reeves or D'Lo, I think he can fare well because a lot of the other guys need, you know, playmakers to give him the ball. Yeah. But I think he plays well because you're going to need to shoot them out of said zone. Now, CJ and Trey maybe would be able to do that alone, but I think he plays tomorrow.
Man, that's an interesting take there. If I didn't think about that, Ross, who do you think guards Zion to start tomorrow? And we're gonna, you know, deal with Brandon and LeBron and AD, but who do you think starts on Zion tomorrow?
probably Taurean Prince, I would think. I mean, I feel like they're not gonna want to throw LeBron straight into that matchup. Prince is a guy that could be physical on the perimeter, I think. strong defender. I mean, it's a matchup Zion should take full advantage of it. But like I said, I think Five just said it best. If you're looking for, you know, first off, Zion doesn't play the style of basketball that like lends itself to a lot of switching necessarily and things of that nature. I think to a certain extent, he's a guy that you can guard with multiple players at any given time. So yeah, I look for them to really just collapse the paint. He's going to see a lot of arms. It's going to be tough for him to drive through traffic tomorrow. I think we're going to have to make shots.
Yeah. Lito, the question was who starts off on Zion Williamson tomorrow for the Lakers?
I like Five answer.
The entire team.
I think if you watch how there was a clip when they were playing Memphis and Brown was kind of directing, you know, Triple J is going to go left. When he spins back, I'm right there. And when you got that kind of IQ on your team, like it's going to be a team. It's going to take a team effort to stop Zion. Like anyway, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not one guy. It's going to be blitzes they'll throw at him just to see how he handles it. And he got to make those adjustments mid-game, in-game.
So back to you, Five. Okay. And I thought about this. I thought about this as well today. Who would you start on LeBron? I think I'm going to know your answer, but who would you start on?
Yeah. El Herbo. You know.
Okay, so it's Herb, right? So then who is Zion? That's what I figured. Who is Zion going to be guarding tomorrow? Because if you think about it, right, you got Prince. If he starts, you got Prince, Rui, who are both guys that can hurt you from the perimeter. Cam. Like, who are you putting Zion on?
It'd be Prince or Rui. I mean, I don't think they're that agile, so Zion has to, like, stop him. And then Bron controls the rock, so they're pretty much stationary. It's not like they're moving, doing a ton of movement anyway. Mm-hmm. If anything, it's a lot of pick and roll between Bron and AD, and they're somewhat spacers or cutting back. You just can't get beat back door. That's pretty much the only thing. Hold on. Before I continue, Jimmy T. All right, yo. Are we not supposed to be amped about this, bro? Are we not supposed to be
it's crazy.
You think they gonna win or lose based on what the fuck I'm saying? No. No. Y'all gotta think. Use your brain. R. Kelly said it best. Like, use your knocking. Like, yo, come on, think about it.
But, Five, what about that one?
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do to I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. Like,
we got what we got.
Look, yo, man, he on the court.
Five just said Herb can't get beat back door, and I feel like everybody in here let it go. So what?
No.
Damn.
Of course, Lito
lets early in the show. Lito lets everything go. I mean, gosh. Used to be a tough referee. Now
that might be crazy. All right, go ahead.
No, I just that was Zion getting beat back though. But that's you're right. You know what? Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy, Ross. But man, you said on top.
To your point, I mean, this notion that like Zion should have any trouble whatsoever guarding Taurean Prince is like comical to me. there's not a lot of offensive game there. He's sort of. Oh, not within like the structure of their offense anyway. Like, I mean, it's kind of a best case scenario, in my opinion, for Zion. Even though we've struggled, or he is really, I won't say not him personally struggled, but I mean, I think he's like 1-4 against the Lakers, 0-4 in games LeBron's played, 0-3 in games LeBron and AD have played. So we haven't had a lot of success in Zion versus those two guys. But I mean, the matchup of him and Taurean Prince, we're not winning that one. What the hell are we doing?
Taurean Prince, probably the last guy I'm thinking about, honestly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Prince, if y'all remember, Prince had a really big game against the Pelicans in that final game of the year with the Timberwolves last year. So I kind of have a little
PTSD. Good player. I mean, he's solid.
I mean, he can hurt you. I'm not saying like Prince, like if Prince beats you, he beats you, but like he can still, like, you got to be aware of that. Lito, I kind of worry. So I watched the game. I watched more highlights today of what the Lakers did to beat the Suns.
Yeah.
They got Nurkic in a lot of PNR. And just kind of picked them apart, you know. And right. I see tomorrow, if you're gonna have Herb on LeBron, and Jonas, I guess, on AD, you know, are you worried about that PNR where Zion's gonna have to be weak side, Brandon's gonna have to be weak side, and then probably also having long closeouts for those two? Is that something the Pelicans need to focus on tomorrow? Is that pick and roll between LeBron and AD?
I'm worried anytime LeBron James has the basketball, I'm worried.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm worried, especially, AD is not, I'll say this, his last, I want to say maybe 10 games, he's been playing really well. He's been playing really well. I kind of blueprinted the Lakers' last three games.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to hijack the show, but I just kind of wanted to talk about like just certain things that I saw from them that you have to watch out for. Mm-hmm. So just take the game yesterday against the Suns. The Lakers out-rebounded them. They had 11 steals. They shot 25 free throws. They only had 9 turnovers. They had 54 points in the paint. They shot 33s. Overall, they put up 102 attempts, right? So take then the game before that, the Rockets. They shot 27 threes, 27 free throws, 48 rebounds, 11 steals, 7 blocks, 9 turnovers. The Thunder. Go ahead.
No, I just want to ask you a question because I want to say I heard it on the broadcast last night. Hasn't AD like not attempted a three-pointer?
Yeah,
he's not
shooting threes at all.
I got the stat for you right now, actually. I'll get the stat. Go ahead, Lito.
No, I was just going to say, you're looking at a team, just to bring it back to the Pelicans, you're looking at a team that's going to get at least 40 rebounds, at minimum 40 rebounds. They're averaging 8 steals. They're going to shoot at least 33 threes, and they don't have double-digit turnovers. They're going to shoot between 22 to 25 free throws, and they're probably going to have 6 or 7 blocks. The keys to the game are right there for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you do well. You know what you don't do well. And it's not likely you're going to beat them on the glass. So in order to offset that, you got to play with pace.
Interesting. Five, you want to?
I think Lito's like on to something, right? Like, don't turn the ball over, right? Because they needed Phoenix to turn the ball. I think the Phoenix turned the ball over like 20 times last game, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you just control what you can control, and defensively you have to rebound, right? Because I don't think the Lakers are that good offensively, to be honest. Like the way they play offense.
Yeah, two
think
dudes.
They got two guys that are really good or are elite, right? If you just, I think AD kind of eliminates himself because he don't really want to play in the fourth anyway. So if you just stay in the game, you could win this game, I think, easily. I think so. I don't think this team is that good. Without Bron, like Bron, just he covers so much of the holes, right? Like if, like me and Justin was talking about this, right? If you win the covers.
Justin, call it, bro.
That's crazy.
There you go. Good job. So he covers so many of their mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. And a guy like that is so prolific at it. Like if you win the Bron minutes off, right? And he'll know it. Like LeBron will sense like we're not winning these minutes, so he'll have to play more. Mm. Get that old man, he'll get tired. I know he wants to beat Father Time, but eventually he'll get tired, and then you will be able to, you know, squeak a win out of it.
Interesting.
It's crazy because Father Time is actually on our team. And his name is Cody Zeller.
Well, I always think of Shy and Big Cody Zeller. Hold on, real quick, Ross. Wait, go ahead, Ross.
Big Cody Zeller is crazy, yo.
It's a big game, Cody Zeller.
No, not what you say. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, going back to the Zion thing, I mean, I think Jared Vanderbilt's only been back for like two games.
Oh, Vanderbilt.
That's right. I wouldn't be surprised to see him spend a lot of time covering Zion tomorrow as well. I don't know. I mean, I think he played 15, 16 minutes in last game. I don't know how like basketball ready he is, but he wouldn't be a guy. I wouldn't be surprised to see him spend time.
I take that matchup all day. Yeah. Listen, there's the one guy that I think can guard, or there's two guys that I think can guard Zion defensively. It's LeBron and AD. I think LeBron physically and his IQ, he can contain him a little bit. Anthony Davis with his length obviously can contain him. Anybody else, I don't see stopping Zion.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to be – Vanderbilt has played him pretty well, dog. Mm-hmm.
I like that matchup. I personally like that matchup, so.
I think Vandy's on BI. I think he's going
to. Do you think Vandy can even start, man? I mean, Ross just said.
No, I don't think this is a playoff game.
Like
talking about 20 minutes. If those 20 minutes are structured right. I mean,
yeah. Okay. So Lito, let's get to our next segment here. And I'm really interested in this. And Donald, I have this question starred. I'm gonna wait for the end of the show to bring this back up because Five touched on it. Pause. Like beginning of the show, but I'll get to that. All right. So Lito, who in your opinion is going to be the biggest X factor tomorrow for both teams?
Wow. That's a good question. We've been saying the most important player on the Pelicans is Herb Jones. I think for me, I'm going to say Herb because he's the quarterback of essentially the defense. Shit, he quarterbacked the offense last time. He yelled at JV not to inbound the ball. So I feel like Herb is probably the most important part for me, because if he stays out of foul trouble, right, if he's allowed to roam, be free, he doesn't get caught, you know what I'm saying, with his hand. You know the Lakers are they do a good job foul baiting.
Yeah, Reeves does a really good job. Reeves is like one of the best at it.
They do a good job at foul beating, and Brian too. Like Brian is a master at that shit. And you know he's gonna see some time on Brian. So I think if Herb could keep his hands clean, not get caught in the shooting pocket when they raise up the pump fake, and you know Reeves gets on his shy and trips through the lane and shit like that. I think Herb is probably gonna be the most important. And also I want to see the confidence from the offensive side, you know, come over into this game and he be not be afraid to be aggressive, take guys off the dribble and get layups and get other opportunities for other people. And Hurst's been doing a good job foul beating himself.
Probably the greatest comment right here.
Damn, that's great. You got to put the foul in the front, Denzel. Don't do that.
Ross, well, real quick, Lito, who's your biggest X factor for the Lakers, real quick?
I'm gonna say AD.
Okay.
I'm gonna say AD because you don't know what AD you're gonna get. He can dominate the paint if he wanted to, but sometimes most of 95% of the time is gonna be for three quarters. He can dominate the defensive end also. Just depends on what AD you get.
Yeah. Five. Biggest X factor, both teams.
All right. You know, so me and Lito switching pause. I'm gonna go with Jonas.
Oh,
if you watched the game the other night with Phoenix, Nurk had decent looks. Like he had a really good game. Oh, and like I thought he had a potentially good game. It's a great game if they were able to, you know, kind of pull that one out. I think Jonas' ability to, you know, finish, I think he's having a great year.
Hell
right?
Yeah, he is.
But if he can pass out of the high post, guys can use him as a screen at the nail, get guys going downhill. I think the CJ and Jonas minutes are going to be crucial. If they can get back to what they were at the beginning of the season, I think that's a lineup that can be used, and you space it with some sort of shooting with Trey, and you can even add up. I mean, you add some of the other guys, play Najee. I don't know about Jose because Jose and CJ, but add somebody else, right? Like, I think you can win those minutes handily if Bron's off the court. Like, those two guys, Bron's off the court, maybe AD's out there to spare Bron. Those are the minutes you can take advantage of for sure.
And real quick, the Everett, real quick, the X Factor for the Lakers.
Fuck them. D'Lo.
D'Lo's a good one. Yeah. Ross, biggest X Factor.
Wait. Before you answer that, Ross, can I just ruin Justin's day real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
All right. Justin, Juan Soto just got traded to the Yankees.
That's.
Fuck, man. You know, I was thinking about today, Jarrett. Like, I was thinking about this today. I was telling my buddy Steven, if they get Soto, that means whoever their leadoff is, then you got to face Aaron Judge, righty, Soto, lefty, then back to Giancarlo, righty. They're ridiculous. Yeah. Anyways, by the way, if y'all don't know me, I'm a huge Red Sox fan. My dog name is Mookie, not Rafael Devers. But anyways, Ross, biggest X factor, please.
For me, CJ. On offense, he absolutely has got to win the D'Lo matchup with, like, handily. You go look at some of the games that the Lakers have lost in the last few weeks. Oklahoma City killed them. Jaylen went off. Shea went off. I think there's an opportunity to do damage against that backcourt. Even going back before that, Tyrese Maxey went nuts on him a couple days before that. That backcourt is susceptible. I think a big game by CJ, just given where the focus is going to be for them defensively too, like Five said, probably playing boxes and elbows. I think there's a huge opportunity for CJ to be really pivotal in terms of initiating the offense, but also just he's a better player than D'Angelo Russell. Like, and he's got to win that matchup. And the flip side of that is I think Austin Reeves is unquestionably there. Like, you know what you're going to get from Anthony Davis has played pretty good these last few weeks. I think they know what they're going to get from him. I think you obviously know what you're going to get from LeBron. The guy that can make a difference for them in terms of helping initiate the offense, taking some pressure off those two guys. If he's knocking down shots, he's kind of clever in pick and roll situations. I think he's a guy that's going to play a lot tomorrow. So he's there. He's definitely their X factor for me because they're thin. I mean, look at where their backups are, right? I mean, you've got Vanderbilt, one of the first guys off the bench. Hatch is one of the first guys off the bench. Jackson Hayes even plays a little
Christie played a lot.
That's what I'm saying. They really don't have a bunch of guards, and that's because LeBron handles the ball a lot. I think we're going to try and make it tough on LeBron tomorrow. And if they want to stay in the game, I think Reeves has to have a big one. But for me, I think CJ is the not talked about biggest influence for us. And we're going to win tomorrow.
I'm going to go. So I saw someone in the comments and I like all your answers, but I'm going to go Trey. I think Trey lives for these kind of moments, and you got to have a guy. He did this. It was a couple years ago against his rookie year. He had an incredible game at home against the Lakers to kind of put us into like that play-in spot. And I just feel like when he's on the court, man, it creates so many advantages for this offense. But to Five's point, if Trey's going to play and he's going to play 30 plus minutes, you got to rebound. Once again, only two rebounds the other night. And it's crazy with Trey. He's got the strength. He's got like the athleticism. Like, he's got everything you need. You just got to go and do it. But, you know, I think the Lakers' biggest X factor to me is Rui. I was telling this to Five. Like, I think Rui can match up with Zion, contain him, and then also he worries me. I mean, he's shooting 41% from deep this year on three attempts. And I know there are a lot of catch and shoot, but you're going to get that with LeBron and AD. So Rui kind of scares me a little bit. Let's talk about the coaching matchup. I think it's an interesting one. You got Willie Green, got Ham on the other side. Coaching wise, who do you think has the advantage?
Brown, a coach, essentially. No, I can't do that.
Nah, man. I really, because I'm gonna be honest, I think Willie Green has the upper hand. I don't think Darvin Ham is that great.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But he got the dude on the floor coaching.
I know, man. That's cheat. It's almost like a cheat code. Like Brun's won with like David Blatt and shit like that.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. Yeah,
it's tough.
So but you think?
Go ahead.
You think Lakers because of LeBron?
I think, yeah, man. I think, and I don't even really know if it got to do with Darvin Ham essentially. I just think, bro, what could you throw at what defense or offense could you throw at Brian he ain't never seen before? Like, there's not a scheme that you could really essentially roll out against LeBron.
That's what scares me. I almost think 2-5. Like, I wanted to mention this. Like, I think Dyson's gonna get some run tomorrow because I'm scared Herb's gonna get in foul trouble. Because LeBron is LeBron, it's the final four, you know, worldwide. Like, LeBron's gonna get his way tomorrow.
Yeah. This should be beneath LeBron, bro. This should be beneath him. But yet he wanna win this, like, yeah, it's another ring that Jordan can never have. But besides that, I think Willie is improving, like, fast. Mm. At like a rapid rate. Like, I think he's in a groove right now. I'm sure there's some things he could possibly clean up, but I think he's like learning. Because, I mean, I've been saying this for a minute. He mentioned it, which makes me think he probably watches the show. Who? I'm not saying he does, Willie Green. He mentioned something that I have said multiple times. But, you know.
You think Will watching the show? What you said?
Yeah, I think he watching, you know, he might be. Because he says, yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Because I say this thing, they're going to have good problems. And these are the good problems that they're going to have when everybody's healthy. And finally, like, he gets to, you know, use the people that are in front of him to attempt to win games. Now, again, it's not going to be a perfect situation, but I think he's becoming better and understanding. Because we can even see from, like, the first couple of weeks where he had trouble subbing guys in at late game situations or offensive defense. Now he's doing that on a consistent basis in the quarters, end of halves. Okay, cool. What's the next, you know, step for him? And now he can kind of learn with a somewhat healthy roster.
That's fair. Ross.
I don't know, man. I don't think it matters. Like, I think we probably do. I actually would take our coaching staff over there. I think this is an opportunity for, you know, for Borrego to actually make a difference. A game like this where, it feels like we all know what type of defense they're going to run. What can you do to combat that? Like, I don't think very much of Ham, to be honest with you. I think he's just a very run-of-the-mill head coach. And I'm not sure how much when I say I don't think it matters much, I don't think he matters much. Like our coaching staff matters for our team more than whoever is coaching the Lakers, if that makes sense. That's why I'm like, it's kind of not, whatever. Shout out to Tass, by the way. Fans of the show.
Oh, great, nice shit. Love me some tasks. Before we get in the last segment, make sure you hit the like button, please. It helps the channel get over 100 people in here. It'd be really, really appreciative if you just smash
it. Okay,
smash the like button.
Hey, man, for real, bro. Just hit the button.
Willie, if you're in here, smash the like button like everybody else.
Also presented by Crystal Hot Sauce. Lito, let's get in the last segment of the show. This is what people are going to watch for tomorrow. Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson on one side, LeBron James, Anthony Davis on the other side. Tell me what B.I. and Zion got to do tomorrow. I'm talking numbers-wise. I need some numbers to get the win over LeBron, AD, and the Lakers.
Number? You want stats?
I want numbers. I want numbers. I want stats.
That's tough, man.
Numbers, tough. Larry June, numbers.
That's tough. Hey. Willie, if you ain't here, drop us a comment too. That's tough, dog. I think Zion had, I think, 8 rebounds last game, seven, 8 rebounds, something like that. I'm done asking for double digit rebounds from Zion. If he can give 8 rebounds, I feel comfortable with that number. The points he had last game, it won't really cut it. He's gonna have to attack. That's crazy. Chung a wild boy, though. Chung funny. I don't know if y'all be seeing Chung in the comments. I think, shit, man. Zion, give me 25. B.I. give me 22. Give me 22. He give me 22.
So they combine for 48, 47. They're going to win.
Because I think at the end of the day, you got to account for CJ. CJ going to get his regardless. Like he going to fill in whatever space is there. And then, I think Trey's going to find a way. And if her give you that between 10 and 12, like I feel comfortable. Look at David, man. Come on, David.
Before I get to Five's answer, guys, I've seen a couple comments about Jordan Hawkins. We will get to them. I have them starred, so I just want to make sure that's going to get answered. Five, B.I. Zion versus LeBron AD. What do they got to do?
Zion and B.I. have to go for 60. They have to combine for 60.
They go for 60.
60, 15, and 15. Somewhere or another. They have to combine for that. And I think – I'm not saying, like, that's the recipe for success. Like, if they don't get that, they're not going to win. No. I think they do that tomorrow. I think they have a huge – because I said this about the Sacramento game. Like, the stars have to show up. Like, bro, you guys get paid the most money on the roster. This isn't the time for Jose and Najee to be the tough guys to make a run. No. No. This is on you. This is on you guys. This is your responsibility. The money comes with responsibility. It's yours. So they have to perform. Whatever Trey, CJ gets paid a lot of money too. Whatever Trey and Herb, Jonas, what they do will be contributed to the team's success. Yeah. But those two guys better lead the way. So 60, 15, and 15.
Ross.
Like
this is
that was nice. Five, I agree.
You just took mine. I think the biggest number for me is that second 15. I think if Brandon and Zion get 15 assists between the two of them, that means that everybody else made shots. That means Herb Jones made corner threes. That means CJ knocked down open jumpers. That means Jonas got some easy buckets under the rim. For me, that's the biggest number because I think you're going to see a really concerted effort from the Lakers to pack the paint and make sure those two guys don't score 60 or 65. I think they're going to force Herb to make open shots. That's why I think Trey is going to be integral tomorrow too. They're going to force those guys to make shots. And I think if they get to that 15 number, we win the game handily.
Damn. Okay. I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. Let's get to a couple of these questions, Lito. So from David and Donald, Five started off the show saying this is a Hawkins game. Leo, do you think he gets any run tomorrow?
Nah. I don't. I'm just going off. All of Willie's guys are healthy. He's going to play his guys. I mean, I would like for him to play. I think he adds a different dimension and spacing and movement as a shooter when he plays. I mean, you know, but like I was telling you last game, and this is not a knock on him, it's just – he's a rookie. His minutes have been negative as of late. And I know Willie is a big proponent of defense. And that's the only thing right now that Hawk can't bring to the lineup.
Okay. Five.
I already said it. Yeah, I think he does play tomorrow. I mean, you're going to need some guys to knock down some open shots. I don't know. Hopefully you get that from Jose. Hopefully you get that from Najee. But if you could steal some minutes with Hawk, right? If you could steal some minutes with a shooter with Zion and Trey on the floor, you go for it and put him in a position where he doesn't fail. Like, right? Like, don't put him in a heinous position where he has to guard Reeves or fucking D'Lo.
What about Christie when he's in there? He can match up with Christie.
Yeah, because he's not going to, take him off the dribble that much or do a lot of movement, although Max can shoot it. Like, I think Hawk can keep up with him. It's the other part, like playing help side. And he's going to get it, but Paul's like, he's going to get to a point where, he can play defense if you relied upon. But if you can steal some minutes with Hawk out there and he can knock down some shots, because he's going to be ready to go. Big stage. He's played in big games before. He's not afraid of the moment. Yeah.
Ross, you probably said, what do you say? Because I want to answer that question. Okay.
No, I don't think he plays. I mean, look, he said it. Willie has his guys that he's going to play. And look, I kind of compare it to the Kings game. When you look at who the Lakers are going to bring off the bench, it's similar. The Kings brought off the bench Trey Lyles, JaVale McGee, the big white Russian dude or whatever his last name is, Vazinkov or whatever. I think the only guard they really bring off the bench was Malik Monk, okay? It's about to be the same thing with the Lakers. They're bringing off Vanderbilt, Hachimura, Jackson Hayes, even Christie's kind of a tall, like, it's not a team where they're really going small or they're bringing a bunch of guards off the bench. I really don't think he plays a minute.
Damn. Lito, JV versus AD. It's an interesting matchup.
Oh, this dude Chung is hilarious, bro. He really
is. Bro, Chung is funny, bro. I'm telling you, dog. Like,
bro, that's huge. And he's always here. I don't know who you are, Chung. We appreciate you. Right? You pull up every show you're here. Chung's a guy. Girl, maybe a girl. Lito, AD, JV.
It depends on how it's being played. If they're gonna let him guard him one on one in space, I don't feel good about it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't feel good about it. Now here's the thing. If he's gonna allow AD to shoot long two pointers, cool. Like, I'll live with that. That's totally fine. But right. but regardless of any of that, the main concern for me is if you want to keep JV involved in the game and engaged, make sure he gets touches on the other end, pause, where he can attack AD.
Okay. Five.
To piggyback on that, hold on. No, just yo, if you can get Jackson Hayes guarding Jonas with the second unit, he cooked.
Five. True or false? Can Herb limit LeBron?
What limit are we talking?
Under 30. Can you limit him under 30?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, he can. You know what's good? Like, to think about this. I'd rather LeBron score all the points.
Right.
I don't want him passing the ball. That's the worst recipe for success is to allow him to distribute. Oh no, it's like Joker. It's like you want him to try to score as many points as he can.
Yep.
But that guy, nah, he gets going off of pause. Like, he gets it, you know, moving off of everybody else's motion. Like, nah, like, you gotta contain him by allowing him to think like, oh, I'm controlling the game by scoring a lot. Yeah, you're not.
Okay. Ross, what matchup are you looking forward to tomorrow? Favorite matchup?
CJ and D'Lo, I think. Like, I hate to keep going back to it. It feels like we just did it, right? Everybody, we just talked about AD, LeBron, BI, Zion. Like, I think there's some of these games where CJ almost takes that, not as a slight, but as a personal challenge of like, yeah, but I'm about to cook D'Angelo Russell. Like, he's not on my level as a player. I think we've got a better supporting cast around us. I think that's what I'm looking forward to. I really do, because when Russell plays well, they win. I mean, it's a matchup we have to win. He has to win it.
Okay. Lito, favorite matchup? Oh, yeah, serious.
I like Ross's answer. I think whoever, and not necessarily D'Lo, but whoever is on CJ, because you're not going to put your best defender on him. You're not even going to put your second best defender on him. So it's really he has the pick of the poison to take advantage of whatever that matchup is. So I that was a good answer, Ross.
Okay. Five.
Trey Murphy versus the Lakers transition defense.
Ooh.
If he can get out and run and the team can just secure rebounds and push, I think a lot of those, if you can surround them with another shooter, I mean, it could be CJ. Just having two out there on the court at most of the times, bro, it could be really problems for the Lakers, man. It could be a lot of problems for the Lakers, especially when Herb gets a rebound, right? Because he makes a lot of good decisions, whether it's, you know, if they show to the shooters, like, he's going to get to the cup, and he wants to get to the cup. I mean, that's the right. Like, you got a guy that can finish and make free throws, and he's a decent passer. Yeah, it all works.
Last segment of the show. So that other segment, I got one more segment for y'all. Make sure you hit that like button. This is really it, though.
All right,
Lito. Presented by Crystal Hot Sauce. I am trying to get this comment off. There we go. Score prediction for tomorrow.
So they scored 127 the last game. I'm going to say, I'm going to say one. Oh, I'm going to give them an odd number. I'm going to say 117. I'm going to say 117 to 112.
Dog.
Who?
Pels.
Ooh,
that's crazy.
Five.
That's what you was at?
No, I swear. This is not even like yeah,
crazy. That's my dog for real.
Yeah.
117, 112.
Yeah. That's where I see the game landed.
Ross.
Man, I'm torn because – only because I keep going back to this stat that we just have not played the Lakers well when Zion has played. We just haven't. Go look at the game. We've lost all of them. Zion's never beat LeBron. He's never beat AD. But tomorrow feels a little bit like one of those games where we're going to just shoot them out of the game early. It really does. I don't know why. The Lakers have been bad away from LA this year. I really think we beat them by 15.
Wow.
120-105. I think we shoot them out of the game, and they make a little run, maybe late in the middle of the fourth quarter, and kind of make it look a little better. I say 120-105.
That was a crystal hot take. That was a hot take right there. We're by 15. Oh. I think it's gonna be high scoring. I'm gonna go 130-123 Pelicans. 130-123.
I think if we give up 123 to this Lakers team, we're gonna lose.
I see it high scoring. I see LeBron and AD really trying to get to the finals. I see the NBA really wanting the Lakers to get to the finals. I just think it's gonna be high scoring.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Do y'all really think that's gonna be a thing tomorrow? The refs, y'all really, in all honesty, I know we joke about it, but do y'all really think that that's going to happen tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I think there needs to be a concerted effort for, although the Lakers are going to play boxes and elbows, Zion needs to get downhill. Brandon needs to make it a point to get downhill to start the game off. Because if you don't get them in foul trouble, like, you know, eventually you have to punch first. You have to punch first. Because if you don't, Bron will take that energy, and you won't. You're gonna get some other calls on the backside. Pause. Like, he's gonna get those calls, but you'd rather get yours first. Almost like the Kings game, right? Where the first half, a lot of the Pelicans calls went their way, and although the Kings were getting their calls in the third, it really just didn't matter because you were able to still make plays off that. You don't want the Lakers to punch you first. You just don't.
Yeah, I think Everett said in the chat something along the lines like, you got to be up 15 to win by one. You know the refs are just going to make it a close game, but you look at last night's how last night went, right, with the Suns and the timeout and all that stuff. Like Lito, is, I guess, do you think they're gonna call it? Do you think they're gonna let it be a playoff game tomorrow?
No,
where they're gonna swallow the whistle? Or do you think they're gonna?
I know how the last call went, but when you have 20 turnovers, I'm not. You could dead the refs to me. You had 20 turnovers.
Right. So Book had 7 of them by himself, and he was complaining like, "Yo, it's on you, brother."
Yeah, I agree. Can I get a quick
yeah?
I get a quick ISO.
Absolutely.
All right. So look, I got some. I ain't five. I can't do 55 seconds with five, but I got a couple keys to the game I want to talk about. Right. Listen, I kind of talked about this in the beginning, but listen, you have to play with pace, bro. You got to play with pace. You can double your possessions that way because you're not going to beat them on the glass. You don't rebound well. And at the same time, you have to shoot at least 25 to 30 threes. You have to. Like, you won't win this game if you don't put up those attempts. Come on, Sean. Hold me down. Listen, you got to guard the three-point line. You have to. You got to understand who you're guarding. Don't reach in. Those guys are professionals. I'm not going to say the other thing that you guys were saying in the chat. They're professionals. You can't turn a ball over. I'm lagging.
Oh, yeah, you're lagging bad, but it's okay. You're going now. You're just going.
Oh, all right, my fault. You can't. If you have double digit let me cook. If you have double digit turnovers tomorrow, you dead. It's over. That's game. Like you can't. You cannot have double digit turnovers. You got to get AD out the point. You got to out the paint. You got to get him involved in pick and rolls, multiple actions. You have to have him stick with JV or give the opportunity to JV to let him work on the other end. Whoever Austin Reeves is guarding, he fool. You got to attack him. You absolutely have to attack him. I hope they put him on BI.
Yeah, Brandon got to cook that man.
I hope they put him on
BI. Got to cook that man.
That's all I got.
Anybody else have anything? Y'all good?
You said Project Wi-Fi, we cooked. That's
funny ass comments.
Those are really good comments. Make sure you hit that like button. Appreciate y'all pulling up tonight. So we'll be live after the game tomorrow. Sorry, Lito. Let's hear from DraftKings Sportsbook.
In the NBA, the game can change in an instant, but no matter how the action unfolds, you know DraftKings Sportsbook has your back. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on basketball. Win or lose, you get an instant dub. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BOOT. New customers can get 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on basketball. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code BOOT. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Lito, get us out of here.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, man, we run Los Angeles. That's us. That's our city. We the king of that city. Everybody know it. Listen, hold steadfast to your principles like five say. Maintain your identity. Win the game, man. Fuck out of here.